Blog Talk Radio.
Top Notch Gang, Soccer City. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. Mirror, mirror on the wall, will a real nigga ball? Just trying to find a wish to make a prince out of frog. A lady with a tramp stamp, loyal for the big dog. The beauty loves the beast, she likes to foul my claws. See Mary pussy popping, keep that chastity dropping. I am just a leprechaun and that be needing me gold. Everywhere that I go, it's Sherlock Holmes on a hoe. Looking for Snow White, of course she got seven dwarfs. Yeah, they pay her rent and lights and give her money for support. But she'll disappear with the headless man on the horse. To explore the great sport, let the games begin. Late night, red light, we will dance in the sin. That innocence within will never see life again. Alice in Wonderland, we all wonder where you've been. She says, I'm late for a date and some ends. Now every day she wants to play with Mr. Rumpelstiltskin, nigga.
The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie.
The Mad Hatter with Dapper, make your pockets get fatter. Yankee Doodles never frugal with the abracadabra. Hypnotized by your eyes, all the rumors that chatter. Wet panties, dry purse, such a perilous matter. Better make them rats scatter like the cat awaits. My game is Pepe Le Pew, I be on the chase. My words suffocate, she got a blue devil face. Pimp Thunder, witch hunter on the tribunal case. Bitch, this the Inquisition, don't you rise my suspicion. You've been speaking with fairies and you've been eating with gnomes. Always got a big old stinking ass dog in your home. Need to get the proper fucking to be insane and alone. In this world you're a little girl and you need to be grown. So just close your eyes and think it's an ice cream cone. She pleads for what she needs so she can do what she prone. This is Don Juan Python till the night be gone, bitch.
My name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. Name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie.
Mr. Macaroni with Pinocchio's nose. On a white stallion with a glass shoe for your toes. I'll get your hair, did you have the finest jewelry and clothes? A peasant will see heaven when she do what she told. She wants to dance the La Macabre with the nature god. Do everything odd cause life's a facade. So she's gone with the wind so she can brag to her friends. Stupid chickens will do anything to stay with the trend. With that I sit back cause the fact her Kit Kat need a Tic Tac. She should relax with that beeswax. Cause these snaps, they all belong to me. I'm the one with the cane in this game of Monopoly. I collect every penny of the tax on my property. Better speak with etiquette, and that means properly. Little Red Riding Hood just don't know where she be. She reached to kiss the goat, and it was sloppy and obscene.
The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie.
This is the Las Vegas City, home of the drop top. We put the beach in the middle of the motherfucking city. You dig what I'm saying? At the bottom of the state, Las Vegas, baby, 702. So when you come out here, you have a drop top, nigga. It don't matter if that's the heavy Chevy, the Maybach, the Rolls Royce, the Lambo. Marble flows with the hose, the drop top does. Marble flows with the hose, the drop top does.
Marble clothes with a hose to drop top dolls. Marble clothes with a hose to drop top dolls. Yeah.
Caesar Palace, I live in the salad, long leg talent, got to have it. Pretty little girl talking to me in Spanish, as long as I'm on the cabbage, I can manage. Shit so lavish for the OG savage, playboy bunny fuck just like a rabbit. She jinx, but she wants the black dick magic, don't bite too hard cause it ain't that plastic. Her bare feet tapping on the stone, like a cave, and she looking so long and she wanna be brave. I like a younger old babe, hairy or shave, that's cherry parfait, that's night or day. She always wanna play while we wait in ballet, top floor estate, on the balcony in your lingerie, make them legs move just like the ballet. Then I put the boomerang on it with a hose
and drop top dolls. Marble flows with a hose and drop top dolls. Marble flows with a hose and drop top dolls. Yeah. Marble flows with a hose and drop top dolls.
Yeah. On the Vegas Strip, you got to have your drop top, and you got to have a bottle of water as hot than a motherfucker out here. You dig what I'm saying? But for my real niggas, we in the Rolls Royce, we in the Maybach, we in the heavy Chevy old schools. You dig? For the niggas in the Mustangs, Camaros,
for
the niggas in the Vipers. You dig what I'm saying?
Marble flows for the hoes,
the
drop top dogs.
Yeah.
Marble flows for the hoes, the drop top dogs.
We moving, nigga. Heavy
engine. Marble flows for the hoes, the drop top dogs.
Flying.
Yeah.
Back in the wind with her and her friends. Watch sun come up and do it again. Keep them nice and plump with the ass on bend. Cash keep growing and the task won't end. If you want to last long, don't crash the Benz. Who gets the last laugh always depends on the thighs and eyes and if it gets skins. Silence is the key if you want to win. Just get on in where you can fit. When you get drunk, don't start talking the shit. Cause I leave you on the block with some rocks to kick. I got the program that you want to get with. Hair blowing in the wind in the drop top whip. Wave like a model on the Vegas Strip. Pose like a statue when they take a pic. Can't get none of this fucking with them sims.
Marble flows for the hoes and drop top dogs. Marble flows for the hoes and drop top dogs. Marble flows for the hoes and drop top dogs. Marble flows for the hoes and drop top dogs.
Yes, it's pretty toes on marble flows. In Las Vegas, nigga, we believe in beauty. You understand? If you got a bucket, bitch, leave her at home. Don't bring sand to the beach, my nigga. You see what I'm saying? There's beautiful women out here, my nigga. And if they walking bare feet on the strip because they've been partying too hard, nigga, let it be. If a bitch too drunk, her friends gotta hold her up to walk home, then let it be, my nigga. Don't intervene, my nigga. You see what I'm saying? You should have already been prepared with yours, standing on your square. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah.
Marble flows for the hoes and drop top dogs.
Etiquette. Better have some. Get some, nigga. Know that.
Las Vegas. 702. This the guy 720.
Guys, 720 is here for the world, for mankind, for all the races, all the people, all the sizes, all the levels of intelligence. We need to understand today, if you are sleeping with the witch. Now, before I go in on this, disclaimer, I love women. I love women, all shapes, sizes, colors, ages, whatever. It doesn't matter. Length of hair, I understand the thinking of women. I understand a lot of the trauma that women have gone through and why they respond in the ways they do. So we have to speak about a lot of these elements when we talk about what a witch is, a witch has been created, the stereotype of the witch, and the multitude of different forms of witches that we have out here. A witch, of course, has chosen man as their enemy, and there are many witches that have men as their allies. Witchery is the result of a male's activity, and sometimes witchery can be passed down generation-wise. That would be through external education or internally by, is a hereditary situation. Okay? Now, the hereditary situation does not mean that the witch knows that she is a witch and has passed it on to her daughter. Okay? And some know that they are witches and deliberately have passed it on. Due to today's intellectual confusion, the social arts of witchery can be passed on from mother witch to daughter witch without even being known that it is witchery that is being passed on. Okay? We have to understand these elements when we say what is a witch before we understand what is sleeping with one. Now, all women are witches. So when we say all women are witches, we need more elaboration. The first thing we can say is that the witch arts of women are initially divided into two categories. That would be white witch and black witch. This is not a racial identification. White witch and black witch is being stated in the arts of white and black. Now, white arts are supposed to be of a good nature, and the black arts are supposed to be of an evil nature. Either way it goes, females are supposedly born with the ownership and the option to choose either nature. Or they can do both depending on circumstance. And this gives the woman a hint of the superiority over a male because of this chaos dynamic that allows them to project magical arts in a good or evil format. This chaos element is the cosmos that they are attached to, which is the responsibility of them giving birth into this, giving life to humans, giving breath to humans and bringing them in this picture of that we call the human existence, okay? That is the bottom line on why women are called witches and why women have the capability of magical arts by their screams alone. The screeching of the witch. What is the screeching of the witch? The screeching of the witch, by origin, goes to Greece. No, hold on, is it? Okay. No, it's. I think it's Rome. A lot of these elements were developed in Rome before they were concreted in medieval times. The areas of the Sibylle and the ancient goddesses is what you find in the Greece. That's also for Assyria. That's also for Egyptians and other ancient civilizations. Their doctrine of women is going to be based upon the oracles, the high priestesses, and goddesses. The witch element started to get developed initially in Rome before it moved into the medieval times. And one of these areas you can see with the word Striga. The word Striga, Strigae, Strigae, which is also the family genus for owls. The Striga is one of the root elements of the witch. Of the stereotypical build of the witch, and the activity of the witch. And this is coming with the screeching of the owl that used to occur whenever somebody died in Rome. If somebody died in Rome, there would usually, right before it or right after it, there would be the screeching of an owl. The screeching of this owl over time turned into the screaming of the witch, or the screeching of the witch in the night. This screaming and screeching of the witch in the night in your everyday existence is your woman mad inside the house. Her hen pecking will be considered the screaming of the owl, the flying on the broom, okay, the collecting of the soul, the stabbing of the soul, okay, and that is the man's soul. This stabbing of the soul is done for a multitude of reasons. We'll probably get into that later, but just know now, I'll say it briefly, it's for creation, and it's also for her to have position and say, because if you repetitively put her into submissive format, then the submissive format will go extreme. It'll start getting disrespectful. She'll be unheard. She'll be ran over, so on and so forth. So there has to be a balance to the man's dominance inside the house, and that would be the woman on the broom flying around acting crazy as shit for no fucking reason. Okay? And that's what we see here. Now, you have to understand that the identification of a witch is, that was just one of her activities. The identification of the witch is done in makeup. Any women who compile a lot of makeup, decorate their fingernails, there is a heavy science with the wearing of fingernails with women and the connection in witches. I didn't go down that lane. I was bombarded with so much information when I opened up this door that, you know, certain things I didn't go all the way down. And the fingernails is one of them, but please know that they are there. That is something that can be sought for in information pertaining to this subject, okay? But the wearing of the makeup, since that is imposing a lie, that is in alliance with the devil, as the devil lies. So any wearing of the hair, any Botox, any makeup, adjustment of the face, plastic surgery, is all of the devil's deed. And is constructed by the woman in order to attack man. Okay, now, the man that is teaching the devil this in the Western culture is a black Ethiop, a black Ethiopian man. Now the devil has been stereotypically caricaturized with several different entities, not just the black man, but that is the common thread. And the reason why that is a common thread is because there's sexual activity that's interwoven with this. Okay? So, when it comes to her art being focused on the pain of the white male, that is what's going on in the witchcraft element of Western thought. Okay? So, the witch today is going to be any woman that is aligned with the state. Okay? And when I say state, I do not mean reliance upon welfare or any type of Section 8 system. I'm specifically relating to the socialism that has been developed and is now the steering wheel of the everyday conversation at the workplace or any other place for that matter. That is the state. The social elements that are agreed upon and what is newly being entered into. That's dealing with fashion, communication, technology, or anything of that matter. That is what women are aligned to before they are aligned to a man. Okay. Any woman who chooses to stay over the man is not a lover. And cannot indebt herself to her man completely, because the state provides a source of constant euphoria in a multitude of different ways that the male will not be able to suffice. So due to the fact that the female has an eternal bank of mental euphoria by watching TV, playing with the cell phone, and everything else, they will always stay aligned to the state, okay? And they will never thoroughly be aligned to the male. The male is unpredictable. The male has always been unpredictable since the caveman time period. The male had to go get me out of the cave, okay? It is unpredictable if he was to show back up. A tree could have landed. He could have tripped over a rock, broke his ankle, and now he can't get back. And he's carrying a 200-pound deer on his back. She has to learn how to survive now. She has to take care of the baby and feed the baby and stop the baby's screams. And if she has to take the baby's head up against the tree and drink the baby's blood to stop the screams, then the witch will do so as well. And that's another psychological level that you have all seen that is pertaining to the witch. When we're talking about what you've seen in the news of women, there was a case I heard recently, white female cut her baby's head off with a butter knife. There was another one, it was like 18 years old, twisted her baby's head off and put it inside the refrigerator. This is part of the witch psyche that has also been compiled and stereotypically encased. It's been encased to develop the stereotype. That's why I said it like that. In old Europe. Now, what is this? This is the deprivation. High-level deprivation creates a situation and high-level social neglect, high-level love neglect for a female creates a situation where she doesn't know how to raise the baby, and if she does not know how to raise a baby, she will, in essence, kill it. Just like any other animal would, because they don't understand captivity and living inside the stages of captivity. Okay? Living inside a cage. So, that was another thing that, you know, that's embedded inside the level of a woman that would make her respond in which format is for survival reasons. The male is not fully dependent upon, and the state is. So, as females aren't highly violent as men are in those cave time periods, maybe it was only man who chose animal for meat, for food. And the woman ate off of berries and fruits to keep her lovely shape. She ate the rabbit food so she can bone like a rabbit, the jackrabbit. Yeah, it's a heavy science when you get into the cave animals and what was going on in the woods. Is real heavy because it's embedded in us all. This is unconscious level intelligence here. Okay? So, that's the reality to the scenario. So now we have, we go back to the witch again, not just the survival element, but so in the survival element and the state, love would be removable. Love is not dependent upon in the female psyche completely. The state is reliable, okay? Like I was just saying with the meat and berries. The berries was the state, that's the land, and that was unmovable. That was always available to be relied upon. The cave was available to be relied upon, not the man. The man could have went out there, you know. Anger, they say this is also an area where anal sex developed, is because of anger from hearing the baby or development of babies and not knowing how to feed babies. So they say this is another hardcore thread to it, you know. The wearing of wigs. is another science that actually goes down to ancient Egypt. When you, like I said earlier, when you talk about ancient, the ancient civilizations, I haven't really, you don't find too much witchery. You'll find witches in ancient Hindu, and you'll find some of them in ancient China, but I haven't found them in any other areas. In Africa, there's a lot of it. There's a lot of it all throughout Africa with the witches. When it comes to ancient Egypt, I haven't found anything, nor have I thoroughly investigated Egypt to say if there's witches there or not. But the rank that is above witches, where a lot of witch activity came down from, is the Sibyls. The Sibyls, who are also called the oracles, are the women that you see in ancient movies where they got to go to the top of the mountain and their eyes are all glowing white and their hair is standing on top of their head and they're talking to the gods at the top of the mountain. The top of the mountain science is the science where being on high heels, like women walk on high heels when they're out carrying out their witch man attack in the world. They wear the high heels or the stilettos. And the stilettos is a knight's dagger, okay, from 1400 Italy, okay? And they have on the mascara. The word mascara is Old Latin for witch. And the word anus is, by definition, the word anus means old woman. Anal means old woman. Hag, the hag with the bag that nags. You have the hag, okay? All of these. And the hag, there's a goddess, I think, called Hagia or something in old Greece. I don't have that. I haven't researched the hag witch that heavy. But there are all these other forms of witches. The tempestari, which is another form of witch, who creates the weather, who brings down bad weather with her anger. You see, they say there's no fury like a woman being scorned. So, with that being stated, a woman's anger is supposedly supposed to be feared. But that's only amongst men who do not conquer the woman. And that's men with the short phallus. Not by default, in America or in the world by general, the majority of men have witches in their homes. These witches have been developed by arts that have been confused and brought to you as makeup and fashion and other social arts that have been confused into your everyday communication as buddy-buddy. The whole element of hoaxing, all of that is demonic shit. I mean, it goes so far with compliments and flattery is a form of the devil, and it's usually women always giving compliments and flattery for no reason. And this compliments and flattery actually stagnate a person. That's why I really don't deal with it. The constant refining and the constant constructive criticism amongst yourself or amongst your peers is what brings perfection. Okay, but also when you understand what perfection is, that is also of the devil, supposedly. So, yeah, right. The devil created reality and the devil created the illusion, is what they say in the medieval, right? So, when it comes to the witches, you have witches all around you. We've all been doing ritualistic activities since children. Does witchcraft, dancing around in circles, holding hands, all of that is witchcraft. All of that is heavy shit that has been allowed and enforced by women. Women love fun. The word fun comes from fundament, which also means your ass again. Okay? That's also where the word funds come from, you know, and they got the whole thing out here. Of the osculum infame, the eat the booty like the groceries, is all over the TV on the music. And this is all the witches' arts. And this is what goes down at the Sabbath. and you've been doing Sabbaths since little kids. Everybody has ring around the rosy, pocket full of posy, you holding hands, dance around the circle. Okay, a lot of wordplay that we use, willy-nilly, topsy-turvy. We don't know the true definitions to a lot of this language. Plays, little rhymes that we use since children. The stuff that we've watched, the word Tom and Jerry, you know, was a play that's identifying all the different stereotypes of France, I think it was. And it was a play that ran for a very long time. And they sort of inculcated all the stereotypes into the activities of the cat and mouse. And by us watching it, it just easily bled onto us, you see. So the witch work has been here. And basically, when you can't conquer a woman with your phallus, you're going to have a woman that's going to be demanding all types of crazy shit everywhere. And that's part of the reason why men in America are circumcised, is because that's underneath Jewish law. And the social reason for Jews to circumcise is so they intentionally do not please the woman and keep the woman in steady distraught and wondering if her husband loves her or not. But then at the same time, he will conclude this love by letting her have her sexual rouse with whoever she wants to. And this is all done in the guise of him being able to work, and focus only on money. And that's what we've done here in America. You have to understand that America is a wonderland that was pulled out of witches' minds. Okay? Women's minds, evil and good witches, their minds are the wonderland we live in when it comes to materialism. Okay? And that's why you see the original Medusa is back nowadays. It's because the Wonderland is complete to their happiness, you know. They have their private jets. They can do whatever they want on whatever level they want to live on, and they all understand that. They understand now that the fat, nasty beast can get the billionaire, and they appreciate that. And, you know, this is the witch's work. When it was men in order, the billionaires wouldn't dare never be seen with no big old 300-pound fat nasty. But they do that nowadays. It can be done. It's available. All things can happen. And that's where the woman's mind is at. Oh, and that's why anything can come out of her as well. Four-legged humans, a human with four legs and four arms, okay, was born in India, and they praise her as the goddess Shakti, I think. Okay, Shakti has four arms and four legs, okay? But this came out of the woman as well. You know, you have the autism, you have the bearded lady, okay? You have the crocodile man, come on. You have all the circus freaks of the 1800s. You have executioners. You have inventors, you know. All of these things came out of the galactical mystery hole of the woman, okay? And that's the power of the witchery that she has. And I'd also like to talk about the copulin. Copulin is a bacteria that's developed in women during sex. That's a part of her sexual secretions that actually control men's minds when it's entered into his body. Okay, so it's sort of like a remote control device to her voice. Okay, so we'll get to all of that here in a second. We're going to play a couple more songs and then come back to the show.
walk to the bus stop with the have-nots. Niggas had Glocks, niggas had snot on their nose. Jordans on their toes, gotta impress the hoes. Flex for the fashion show, girls learn to grab a pole in the back of the bus. Play show and tell till I see them cheeks blush. Play truth or dare, I ain't sharing that much. Homie got a big bag of that sticky green stuff. Nigga, roll it on up. I skip first class to get high and laugh. Slow is retarded, so I'm living it fast. Never been taught math that was based on cash. Just got a vaccination and it gave me a rash. Why I need to know about a bunch of shit from the past. Everybody's going mad and nobody is sad. Go to school to act like a fool and ass. Now Jeremy wants to bring a tool to class. Teaching that trash will make the whole motherfucking system crash. Consistent stupid shit will deplete your stash. You would say wasteland for the modern day caveman. Can't educate a nigga that understands. Don't need thought control from invisible hands. What the fuck can you say when I'm knowing the plan to elevate and expand? We don't need no education. We don't want your constipation. Dump that Trump like the proclamation. Bitch ass nigga sign your resignation. Now we got a hole in the Oval Office. Fuck the whole world with a porno logic. Nigga get paid, get laid is the topic. Stay looking through the shades till the cops come knocking. I'm not stopping till the shit comes. I won't run, get shit done. Even if I gotta hit a nun, lift them with the clip gun. This the wrong one. I'm the strong son in the morning with your Starbucks coffee. Niggas don't want none and they show move sloppy. Just got a new teacher try to give me some toppy. They say big brother is watching and the camera's not stopping. Uncle Sam got a big plan to make it all better for y'all. Everybody got a plane and they trying to build a wall. And the pretty school teachers suck on little boys' balls. Ain't no Ghostbusters hoes, so who you gonna call? Cause when the police come, they gonna shoot us all. Just like the video games, we all live in the fame and love going the same. It's a goddamn shame, but who's to blame when your soul is the aim?
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
Pretty little girl wanna play in the park. Don't come outside when it's after dark. You're looking like Lois on my lane, searching for Clark. Well, I'm Superman, let me kiss your hand. Since you don't know where we stand, I got a small plan. Don't talk to any man unless he gives you a grand. Money is the magic that makes my shafts expand. Get excited cause you like it like my last command. And she will obey because it's real that way. She know I'll get crucial conflict about my hay. Them dumbass mind games we will not play. If my throne is your home, you gon' do as I say. See, on this plantation,
station, we work the night and the day. I'll take you to the borough zone, forest, and the bay. Yes, it's true indeed, I'll give you everything you need. Cause when you succeed, bitch, my pockets succeed. Hey,
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
The stakes is high, it's just me, myself, and I. Mary J is really all I need to get by. But I hooked up with Renee on the Lost Boys side. She wanna spend time, get some UNITY. Benita Applebum, chewing on bubblegum, looking for a rough neck. She got a crush on me, her ill nana stay wet. She likes to talk about sex, so I told her keep her head up like her sundress. Take the salt from the sweat, I got her hook sprung like a shook one. Watch when the crotch crook come, leave her nookie numb. These cookie crumb niggas wanna throw the fucking book at the dun. Business is my pleasure, mix money with the fun. Everywhere I walk, hoes stalk cause they stunned. Republican elegance, the elephant ton. Constitution or prostitution, only pick one. I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I am the Bowser that keeps the princess. I possess the power that can't be contested. Collect every hour, every dollar, every cent. And with her every step, you will smell her flower scent. Dressed to impress, nonetheless, I digress. Watch your fucking mouth, I don't fuck with the stress. Be the sacred child that the father wants to bless. You can't have a black thought without love on the quest. A grown man, a woman's tears put hairs on my chest. I won't hold hands, conflict of interest. Dip with finesse, yes, I'm out the scene. Cause I'm about my green, they pout like a teen. Gripe and say I'm so mean, but I make them cream playing with a jelly bean. I can tell you many things, I can tell you plenty dreams. Only after you get screened, you can be part of my team. Bitch, what the fuck you mean? I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
So, let's get to it. The witch castrates. Yes, she does. She can snatch your dick off. It won't work no more. It'll be gone. You will lose your member. She'll go throw it up in a tree and put it in a bird's nest with other cocks that she's collected amongst the land. And then she will feed those cocks that stay alive corn and oat. And they hop around. Some of them have wings. You have to understand that there is a lot of caricaturization of sexual organs during the medieval times that gave them life in different styles, shall I say. And one of these elements of communication was the witch going out at night on her broom, which is also a phallic symbol. The besom, B-E-S-O-M, is what the broom is called. Usually there is a chant to also make the broom fly. In order for the broom to fly and for also to her to transfer in between invisibility and being visible was done with baby blood and other ingredients mixed in a pot and rubbed on the broomstick. This phallic symbol is showing the ownership of the phallus, as a woman would have to own the phallus, as the man would be at the house taking care of the children, as she is out being in the midst of the night. Okay? And this is also why she wears the canonical hat. Sorry about that. The canonical hat. Okay? The canonical hat is also a phallic symbol erect that she owns. She owns the man's wee-wee, and she wants to possess the wee-wee because the wee-wee has inflicted power amongst her. Power and pain. And it has made her cry. It has made her feel all the emotions. And it has developed negative thoughts in her mind about you. Because you have touched her cunt in such a way that her cunt now demands. But her body doesn't like the way you're operating in the world. And her demands are not being heard because you can make her submit so well with the cockalini. So this disturbs her. Therefore, she must go to war. That's when she stabs the birthday cake with the butcher knife. Okay? Because her mind is running around in these circles all day long when she could have been reading a book. She could have been inventing. She could have been, you know, she could have been sewing the blanket. But if she's sewing the blanket, she's a nitpicker, right? And we don't want any nitpicking hags around us, huh? Mm-hmm. That's going to nag, okay, and complain, indirectly the complaints have built the world, okay? So, the castration must continue for her to have freedom, and that is emasculation. Emasculation and the belittling of a man, which will also make her a natural hater, and filled with anger at all times, because her communication will be with man at all times, because her brain is wrapped around all of these matters instead of building or inventing or expanding the man that's doing that. Now, some women of some races have went through hundreds of years of different forms of abuse that have put their mind into a status of they're going to assist their man and stand by their man no matter what. There's certain cultural experiences that you have to go through for this to happen, okay? So a lot of white women have went through the etiquette classes and all this other type of shit, and has been able to assist a whole race in doing exactly what the fuck they've done, okay? And by minimal, by zero, damn near, women of other races have not encountered classes like that or have not been enforced to act in a pleasant mentality. So sometimes I really ask myself, is the tribal condition, was it stagnant for hundreds of thousands of years on the simple basis that the women were sexually aggressive and pleasant at the same time? Is that why we were all living in mud huts? It's because the women were not. Women did not want to be pleasant. Now, the man goes and picks the flowers. No. We have to investigate this. We have to investigate this because naturally, women are very pleasant. So there's things that are being done to them. And there's vices in the land, even encoded into our language, that will enforce women to act out in a certain way. The English language, and all the words decorated towards women, and many other words that you do not use today that are still floating around inside the English language, define women as whores and prostitutes. Even a word like miss, M-I-S-S, in the 1500s, by definition, meant a whore of quality. So, lady had a whore definition. A lot of these words had derogatory terminology attached to them for, you know, on how they were defined, okay? So, the response of that could most definitely be what we're looking at when women attacking men through the child support, through the castration, imposing the lie to guarantee the slave. If we really pay attention to, you know, the entire white male thinking, they've taken the multitude of different levels of the female thought and materialized it, whether it was through war format or through, you know, material object. Okay, when I'm saying war format, by socialism. Okay, and that's just the truth to the scenario. Women will decorate themselves, make sure they have the hips and the dips and the fingertips, all so they can catch you into the trap and make you a slave. And this is a part of the witchery. This is a part of the mandate of monogamy. This is, they need to guarantee that they have a slave for things to be maintained, because they don't want to maintain it. And if you can intellectually manipulate somebody, why physically do the work yourself? And that's just the wise thing to do on this planet. And that's what they figured out, and that is the structure, which is the basis of monogamy. So I'm telling you all, because of Disney, sitcoms, movies, music, colors, and also food and the lack of care of diet, 9 times out of 10, the majority of men out here are living and sleeping with witches. These are witches who do not even know that they are witches or carrying out witch activity. They are following witches that are very high level in the system, those given to you through media. And they don't care because the witches are showing power. And the witches have power, and they have power over the man. They have power with their finances and what they own. And they have power through their children. And that's all they care about. And as long as those areas are achieved while they are alive, not necessarily after they are dead by building a dynasty or having things set for children and so on and so forth, carrying on the name. That's why men carry on the name, because they're the ones worried about that shit. The women are worried about their existence right now, you know. So that is the element for tonight. Oh, yeah, the word nine comes from the word anus, and that also means, you know, fundament, your ass. So the nun in the churches, you know, it's a lot of game that's going on. A lot of it. And a lot of it's based on female activity. And females need to be respected in society. And in order for that respect to be a standard, there needs to be a lot of eunuchs. There needs to be a lot of dickless males, and sex needs to be at a minimal. That's why you don't see a lot of women complaining about the porn and the fleshlights and the sex dolls and all of that, because they don't care. Because as long as they're not having enjoyable sex with males, they can be heard. When women have enjoyable sex with males, they are not heard. The males do not respect them over time, and the males lose, you know, what they're saying to them. And the reason why is because you see that she doesn't have control during the advent of sex if you're really pleasing her. If you're really pleasing her, a woman has no control. Tears are coming out of her. She'll be coming everywhere. Arms flying everywhere. Eyes rolling in the back of the head. There's no control. And during this whole advent, she expects you to have the literal control and power over the entire situation so she can be pleased. She doesn't expect to have control herself. You have to have control as the male. And that's what this scenario is. So if you're not having control in your household, she will grab the broom, which is the phallic, and she will fly out into the night, and you will take care of the babies as the good cuckold. And she will go find the young bull, the young stag, the young goat, to handle the pleasure. And even though this is all animalistic and temporary, that's all it really needs to be. And that's why the white males really don't care about some of these situations, because they understand that to be worried about sex consistently means that you don't have reasoning and you don't have focus on what's going on in your real world. When it comes to finances, sex is an event that only happens for an hour to 2 hours. A mortgage is 30 years. So they're focused on way bigger pictures than just a 1 or 2 hour bump in this whole thing about jealousy and who owns who as a human. You know, you don't own any other humans, and they also have a best friend level of intelligence when it comes to their relationships that allows them to survive as well. So that was it for tonight. Are you sleeping with a witch? You figure it out. Y'all check me out here next time, next Wednesday, same time, same place. You know, got to hit these Vegas streets. So y'all go ahead and check out all my websites, KenanBooker.com, StargatePublishing.com, GTFOHNEWS.com, VGod720.com, and check me out on my YouTube. And buy the Black Man's Bible at theblackmansbible.com. All the game is in there. All right, peace.